Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ravens and Lamar Jackson being on that opposite side. At that time, we were talking about the 2018, knowing that you were part of that draft class, and it showed you and Lamar going to guys like that.
Not really. I typically try to focus on the here and now. But it is crazy to think about. I know that, you know, you just brought it up, and you know, Lamar's he's an MVP player. He's playing really, really good football right now. So, you know, we're going into a hostile environment. We got to find a way to put our best foot forward.
What's notable too is that I think CBS had a stat. You and Lamar are the only two players from the since 2018 who scored 8 touchdowns in their passing and scored 20 touchdowns.
I think, you know, it's simple as we're doing what's asked of us. You know, there's a lot of different notions and opinions about both of us coming out of the draft. You know, and we're just trying to find ways to help our team win football games. And, you know, he does it as good as anybody in the league. So, again, it's no simple task for our defense to go out there and play a guy like his caliber. And it's no simple task for our offense to go against a defense and a team of their caliber with the head coach that they've got and the continuity that they've had in Baltimore for a long time. So, again, we got to have a good week and prepare for our toughest battle yet.
For you, first of all, the short yardage situations, we asked Dorsey and Sean about it, and they acknowledged that you guys, when it's third and one, third and two, you guys have struggled. How do you improve on that situation?
Yeah, I think, you know, mindset, execution, that all kind of comes into play, and just, you know, calling a play and sticking with it, and me not trying to do too much, and, you know, trusting, you know, all 11 guys on the field to go out there and execute a job. So, you know, we've been put in a lot of those situations, and you know, we're only going to get better at those. But we got to continue to practice those and find new ways to get our playmakers the ball. And you know, I got no doubt in my mind that that's what Dorsey will do. He'll find whatever's best suitable for us and try to apply it to our game plan. But ultimately, when we're out in the field, we got to go out there and execute.
Rough as the playmakers, Dawson Knox kind of off to, I mean, 9 catches, off to a little bit of a slow start. I know a lot of that is you're getting the ball to digs. But do you need to find a way to get Dawson a little bit more incorporated into this?
I mean, absolutely, we'd love to get everybody the ball. At the end of the day, you know, Dawson's doing what he's asked to do, you know, whether it's blocking an end or getting out for checkdowns or running routes. And I got no doubt that those will eventually pop. You know, there's going to be times where he's asked to do a lot for us. There's going to be times where he's not asked to do a lot for us. So that goes with everybody else on the football field as well. And I know he's staying patient, and he's just ready to do his job, whatever that is. But yeah, I'd love to find ways to get him the ball and get him, you know, more involved, because he is such a weapon and an asset for this team.
Seriously, did you sleep till noon on Monday?
Like,
I mean, what about the tired, your level of tiredness every day?
Yeah, it was a, you know, we were, I think everybody here was pretty tired, you know, just the energy that one took. But, you know, we were back in the building on Monday, obviously our off day yesterday, just trying to catch up on rest and guys getting in the training room, whether it's, you know, massages or going through rehab, hot tub, cold tub, sauna, steam room, all that stuff that, you know, professional football players need to do to get ready to go on Sunday. And, you know, we got a lot of real professional football players in here that understand what's asked asked for them, or asked of them, I should say. And, you know, they're just trying to do their job and feel the best that they can feel for Sunday. And, you know, it's a constant grind each and every week. And that's why this league's so hard. You know, you got to play through some pain sometimes. And we had a lot of guys that are doing that. So I got a lot of respect for our guys for, you know, handling their business the right way.
Sean, 63 times Sunday, there were 90 plays. You know, there were times where they're stacking the line of scrimmage, 7, 8 men across, you know, and when you see that and there's man coverage and a couple touchdowns that way, I mean, do you see it as a problem? I wouldn't imagine you have any problem throwing it 63 times if that's what the game or the defense calls.
Whatever's asked, you know, of us on offense is what we're trying to do. Now we got to be better in some critical areas of that game and play better situational football. And there's some things that we miss that we'd like to have back. But, you know, it's on to Baltimore, and we'll be able to use whatever we learned on Sunday, you know, for this upcoming week and weeks to come. You know, you never like losing games, especially the way we lost them. But there's still a lot of good that we can take out of that game and a lot of learning opportunities that we can take out. So, and guys got in there, looked at the film, and, you know, we've turned our attention and focus towards Baltimore.
As much as you like to throw every play, getting the running game going is something that coaches talk about. And how important do you think that is to you guys' success on offense? And how do you think that you can spark the running game here going forward?
Yeah, I'd say just trusting it, trusting obviously the guys that have the ball in their hands, trusting our 5, 6 guys up front. Tight ends included, you know, just sticking with it. You know, it's not going to be perfect every single time we call a run play, and we're not asking for it to be perfect. We're just, you know, we're asking for, you know, it to be ID'd the right way and guys giving max effort and, you know, making sure that I'm putting us in the right calls and situations to go out there and run them. So that's really all it takes.
The first response to Mark about Sean had said you were pretty sore, understandably, coming out of that game. You had the hand issue, whatever. Do you have any lingering effects of that at all that are impacting you as you get ready for it?
No, we're ready to go. You know, I know there's some, like I said, there's guys battling some soreness and some minor things that you know, they're gritting through. Like I said, we got a lot of professional guys on this team that are handling it the right way and staying in late and getting extra work in the training center and, you know, hot tub, cold tub and all that, like I said. So, you know, we got to find ways to get back on the field, stay on the field.
Josh, when Dorsey kind of blew up at the end of the game, it seemed to reflect a larger frustration, you know, about inability to close games, finish games. Are you sharing some of that? Because it's like 7 in a row.
No, I don't think it was that frustration at all. You show me someone that's okay with losing, I'll show you a loser. You know, he's passionate about his job and what he does. We all feel the same way. We just want to win football games, and that's it. Yeah, every game is a different situation. Obviously, we got to find ways to win them, but you know, we're working through that, and we don't see that as a problem at all. Well, it's looking like it's going to be similar weather to that game, and it was torrential downpour in that first one, and actually going there at halftime, I remember how the ball felt. It was kind of a weird, tacky ball, and again, it was just torrential downpour. So, you know, just got to make sure that we're ready for that, and the crowd's going to be pretty loud. Obviously, again, with their coaching staff and Coach Harbaugh, he seems like he's got those guys ready to go every single year, every single week of every single year. It's no different with this team. They're playing hungry right now, and they got some ball hawks on defense. So we got to find ways to, you know, get our playmakers the ball and make some plays.
What about the career arc?
Coach
Yeah. Again, I can say this for Lamar. I mean, he's an extremely hard worker. You know, as am I, and you know, guys respect him and love how he plays the game of football, and he has a lot of fun doing it. I have a lot of fun doing it. Again, he's playing as good as anybody in the league right now, and you know, making sure that you know, points are a priority this week. The ball is a priority this week, and you know, we got to go find a way to win a game.
In terms of, like, his improvement as a passer, I mean, there are questions about your accuracy, and you've more than answered them now, but that was the kind of the question about him. What have you seen from him quarterback to quarterback in his evolution?
I mean, he just does his job. I don't really evaluate, you know, quarterbacks too much. Just trying to focus on what I can do. But, I mean, again, he's won an MVP, and he's playing at MVP level right now. And, you know, given all the drama and the details that are going on with all that contract situation that, you know, he's got going on, he's just like, you know, I'm going to bet on myself, and I'm pretty sure it's going to pay off.
You talk about the resetting after the loss. Kind of what was your takeaway from Sunday, and what is that?
Yeah, I think obviously being better in situational football, and again, every game presents its own opportunities and obstacles that we got to find a way to fight through. And, you know, this last one being in critical situations, you know, right before the half, making sure that, you know, I get the snap cleanly and find a way to snap, you know, spike the ball and allow ourselves to kick a field goal there. Or if it's a mindset or decision that we can change throughout the game and make sure that we're all on the same page. But again, you're going to have games like that where you do have mishaps in order to clean them up. You know, and we're just happy that it happened in week 3 and not, you know, week 17.
When you go through such a grueling game like that mentally, physically, how do you kind of flip the script to the next week? You've got to get ready for another time.
That's why we play the game. That's why we get, you know, paid to do what we do, and, you know, trust in the leadership on this team and the guys in the locker room to go out there and handle their business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.